Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
United States Supreme Court has now agreed to take up cases involving same-sex marriage. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, the Supreme Court has made an absolute mess of this whole issue of marriage with regards to its decisions or indecisions or lack of a decision with regards to this issue. Now, however, the Supreme Court is taking up a federal court of appeals decision that ultimately upheld the state's referenda or initiatives that affirmed marriage as the union of one man and one woman. Briefs are in the process of being written. Liberty Counsel will write a brief in this particular case, and a decision will be issued by the Supreme Court by the end of June this year.
Yeah, and to me, it's encouraging that they're looking at the Sixth Circuit's decision, among others, but that they're parsing this decision because it effectively referred back to the decision in Baker v. Nelson, where the Supreme Court effectively agreed with the Minnesota Supreme Court that said there is no federal question here relative to equal protection in the 14th Amendment. It's not even a federal issue. So that's controlling law, is it not?
Well, it is. Back into the 1970s is when the Supreme Court first issued that decision, Baker versus Nelson, out of the state of Minnesota, and said that there was no constitutional right to same-sex marriage. There was no federal question. Therefore, they dismissed the case. And that is a ruling on the merits. That has been something we have argued in other cases. But you know what the Supreme Court did in 2014 by not accepting or agreeing to hear the other cases that struck down the marriage laws is they allowed same-sex marriage to spread throughout the country. So the two questions now before the Supreme Court in this case is, number one, is there a constitutional right to same-sex marriage? And number two, do states have to recognize an out-of-state same-sex marriage? Now, how could the court answer this question? Well, the court could say that there's a so-called constitutional right to same-sex marriage, and it would be the Roe versus Wade of marriage if they did that, because there's clearly no constitutional right to do so. But if they ultimately said, no, there's not a constitutional right, that it is within the states to affirm marriage as the union of man and woman, then the next question is, does one state that does not have same-sex marriage have to recognize another state that does, and someone goes to that state and then moves into the other state that doesn't recognize it? In other words, do they have to give full faith and credit to an out-of-state same-sex marriage? Those are the two questions. Now, with this particular court, I have no real confidence in the outcome of this decision because this court has clearly shown there's a number of people on the bench that they have no interest, none at all, no dedication to the rule of law, to the actual Constitution and the constitutional framework. They just come up with their own predetermined agenda and they pronounce it as though they are the potentate. Rather than under the rule of law, they think of themselves in some respects as pontificating what the new law should be. So I have no confidence in where this court will go, but I think this is a critical case, and we can talk about some of the implications of this, but this is a major case that is coming up in the next few months.
Well, Matt, you mentioned having no confidence. Not only do I have no confidence in which way the court will go, with Justice Kennedy particularly, who is considered the swing vote, of course, he issued the infamous decision in the Windsor case relative to the Defense of Marriage Act and so forth. So we already know that he has a favorable disposition toward the homosexual agenda on this issue. However, he also kind of likes to portray himself as a federalist, as believing in states' rights and so forth. So there is at least some kind of tension there, even within some of the language that he used in the decision. However, when you have people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan, who have overtly violated their oath of that they took to be an objective interpreter of the U.S. Constitution, have themselves performed and officiated over so-called same-sex marriages. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, perhaps as many as five, at least three, one in the sacred halls, desecrating the sacred halls of the United States Supreme Court, having a counterfeit same-sex marriage in the Supreme Court under Title 28, Part 1, Chapter 21, Section 45 of the U.S. Code. It requires that, quote, any justice, judge or magistrate, judge of the United States shall disqualify himself in any proceeding which his impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Well, Kagan and Ginsburg have both performed so-called same-sex marriages. There's no clearer example of questioning a justice's impartiality. Is there? Shouldn't they recuse themselves?
I think there's no question but that Kagan and Ginsburg should recuse themselves. They actually performed the very issue that is before the United States Supreme Court. And they also did this, by the way, when these other cases that they decided not to take were actually pending before the Supreme Court. So they had cases in other states in which the issue was pending before the Supreme Court as to whether they were going to take the case. And while that case was pending before the high court, not before some other court, but before the Supreme Court in the fall of last year, they engaged in officiating at same-sex marriages. Showing that they are not impartial, that they are biased. They ought to recuse themselves because that destroys the confidence of the people that the justices are acting impartially. If anyone has any question whether they are committed to the rule of law, that certainly should erase any question at all. You cannot participate in a same-sex marriage when you have same-sex marriage actually on the issue before you. It's like a judge in Florida. Judge Zabel, the state court judge down in Miami, she lifted her stay and then immediately presided over the same-sex marriage of the two people that were actually litigants in the case, and the case is still ongoing. I mean, this really destroys the rule of law. I think what's on trial is the judiciary itself, more so than same-sex marriage. What is not on trial is the definition of marriage that's consistent with the natural created order. The question is whether or not we're going to conform to it or whether we're going to have the audacity to try to say we're going to try to change it. I think what's on trial is the judiciary. You know, with regards to Kennedy in his decision in 2013 said, and we'll see if he believes what he said, that the issue of marriage is within the individual states and that the federal government shouldn't interfere. Well, that should mean, if that's true, if that's what he believes, that should mean that in this particular case, they will uphold the state's affirmation of marriage as the union of one man and one woman. But anyway, all those issues are coming up. I think I think Ginsburg and Kagan clearly ought to recuse themselves.
Yeah, and in fact, they're required to under federal law, and it's their constitutional obligation to. Let me ask you this, Matt. What happens to religious liberty if the Supreme Court unconstitutionally imposes counterfeit same-sex marriage on all of those states that live in marriage reality?
Well, what happens is religious liberty is in the crosshairs, I should say. It is a train going in opposite directions on the same track. Religious freedom is going one direction, and same-sex marriage is going the opposite direction, and there will be a collision and has been already collisions of unprecedented proportions. The question is whether the church, whether the community, whether our society will sit back and tolerate it. If they do, then America is gone. But I believe that we still have people in this country who do not believe in this liberal, radical agenda, and I believe that they will push back. I believe we're living at very significant times that we're going to see and be a part of. I would encourage you to be a part of Liberty Council and join us in prayer and join us to support this ministry as we continue to fight and defend marriage as the union of a man and a woman. You can go to lc.org for more information. You can also order some of our resources there. We have resources from Dr. Judith Reisman, who's written the book Sexual Sabotage, also the book that we have published through New Revolution Publishers, our publishing arm, and it is Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. We also have a book called Only One Mommy, my book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk, and other resources there. But stand with Liberty Council in your prayers. Join us as part of our outreach to pray for this country. We have the Liberty Prayer Network that we want to enlist you and others around this country to pray for this nation, not just on this issue, but in general, that we return back to our roots, our Judeo-Christian values, where religious liberty, life, and freedom is protected. Call today, 800-671-1776. Go to lc.org for more information. You can obtain our newsletter right there and make an online credit card contribution to help support this ministry at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.